truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. So I thank you, Lord, for including me. Thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. So I thank you, Lord, for including me. Yes, thank you, Lord, for including me. Yes, you brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinding eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. Oh, so I thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for including me. Yes, you brought me to the truth, oh, and this truth has set me free. Yes, my blinded eyes you've opened, oh, and now new light I see. Oh, so I thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for including me. Yes, you brought me to the truth, oh, and this truth has set me free. Oh, yes, my blinded eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. And so I thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, you brought me to the truth, and the truth. You've opened, yes, and now new light I see. So I thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. Yes, you brought me to the truth, and this truth has set me free. Yes, my blinded eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. And so I thank you, Lord, for including me. Thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought me to the truth, oh, and this truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you've opened, Oh yes, I thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, you brought me to the truth, and this truth has set me free.
God. Well, it's good to be home. I know I just missed Wednesday night, but it seems like I've been gone longer than that. I guess it's because I've been in a meeting all week. Had a really unusual but good minister's meeting in Tyler. I'm sure everyone heard of some of the developments there this past week. So, of Sister, of course, I know everyone knows about Sister Stacy Anderson being shot and killed. Amanda, I'm sorry, her mother's name is Stacy. And about 8 weeks ago. And then, of course, while we were there at the meeting, they came and arrested our little brother Nathan for they arrested him and charged him with having shot her. And of course that put a strain on the meeting. And but you had to admire Brother Kennedy, Brother Anderson, for continuing on with the meeting and standing strong. And you know, it's just we haven't ever had anything like this take place. I think we should consider all these things that the Lord is talking to this ministry right now, you know, it's a time when things like this happen that we have to stand and be strong, go through our trials and watch the Lord and locate the Lord. Of course, I'm not saying the Lord had anything to do with this coming about, but I'm just saying the Lord, though, He'll bring good out of it if we'll stand with Him, if we'll hold on and lean on Him. Well, He will accomplish something that would work the good of righteousness in our hearts and in our lives. But the meeting was a good meeting. I really feel like the men, especially those that feel a call to the ministry and laboring in the ministry here with us, if you can't go to these meetings, well, I think some of you ought to put it on your preference list or your priority list to try to make these meetings as much as you can. I realize everybody can't do that, but if you can't make a meeting, we'll try to get the tapes, and you know, because it'll help you to understand what God's doing, how the Lord's working right now, it was a good meeting. There was a great covering there. I feel like there was a lot accomplished. And so it's good to be home. And appreciate, you know, all the reports that I get when I'm gone. That I feel like, you know, this church is in a place where I can be gone some and take care of some of the other responsibilities that I've sort of neglected some for the last couple of years, put them off. I'm going this week. I'm going to Florida. I just got home and turned around going again. I've had it on my schedule to go there for a while and visit the churches in Florida, the Haitian churches. I can't tell you how many times they've called me and said, Brother Smith, Brother Leninger told us that you would help us and you forsook us. And I keep telling them, no, I haven't forsaken you, but I have put you on hold. So, but I'm trying to redeem myself now a little bit. So I told them I would come, and they've got several days and churches planned for me to visit and be in. So pray for me. I know that my strength is limited as to what I can do, but if I can edify and try to encourage and pray the Lord would help me and be with me. And I'm praying that God would somehow, it's the same way, not just anywhere I go, but here, if the Lord don't help me, it's not good. If you don't get the Lord's help, well, you're in wanting and lacking to, it's all the Lord anyway. It's not any man, but it's God. So we need the Lord's help, but I appreciate the fact that there are good men here that can locate the Lord and carry on. And so I'm really thankful for that, to have a staff of men and people that are this is not anything for either one of, any one of you. I guess maybe I should say anyone. I don't feel like there's two groups anymore, but it's not strange for anybody in here for the ministry to be gone. Of course, the Little Rock Church has experienced it a lot more than the Republic Church did, but for the last 6 or 8 years, they pretty well operated without me several weeks at a time, so more than we've done here. But it's been, you know, I feel like the Lord's been with us and helped us. I really appreciate how everyone's responded to what the Lord has done here in Little Rock and us coming together and these two churches. I just feel like God's really done something special. It's like Brother Brown. One time Brother Billy Brown said the satellite churches in Houston. Men were asking him in a meeting about that, you know, about how that worked. And he tried to explain it a little bit. Of course, he wasn't the instigator of that. Brother Clyde Patton's one that did that. But he said, he explained and talked a little bit how it worked. But he said, now, I'm not recommending this. I wouldn't recommend it. I think what he meant was, is I'm not against it happening. Brother Patton felt the Lord in it, but I wouldn't just tell y'all go out and try it. Unless God's really in it, it's not something you want to try. I thought of that several times in here. I wouldn't recommend anybody moving two churches and putting them together unless God was really in it. It just makes me, it pushes the envelope of being tired. I just feel a spirit of exhaustion on me every time I think about that. You know, I wouldn't want to do it again. I don't want to go through this again. And I'm glad for what the Lord's done, but I don't want to encounter it again. you know, Lord, if you're listening, well, be merciful on us. But I know the Lord. You know, you're able to do whatever the Lord is in, aren't we? We're able, whatever God is leading, how He's directing. When He's directing us, well, He makes hard things easy. And when He's not, easy things become hard. And so, I'm thankful for that. For God's hand directing and helping us. I want to take up prayer here before we go any further and receive the offering and tithes. If you can help us any on getting your pledges in, or if you can give any extra today to help a little bit with my trip. Those brethren down there, you know, one time I can't do this for myself, but I did it for Brother Liniger. I found out when I started traveling with Brother Liniger that almost none of those churches gave him any offerings. He had traveled, and I know y'all footed the bill for all that. And the Oklahoma City Church and Wichita and Olathe, you know, helped. But I know Brother Leninger's expenses were very costly. And it was taxing on all the churches that supported him in that. In fact, sometimes I look back and wonder, how in the world did he do it? How did these churches accomplish all of that? But the Lord did help him in it. But at one time, I got his permission, and I wrote a letter to every Haitian church in America. And I instructed them that they are to give him offerings every time he showed up. And I even encouraged them to mail him a monthly offering to try to help him to realize how expensive it is. You know, that motorhome, it would go about 1,000 or 1,200 miles on a tank of gas. But a tank of gas would cost $300 or $400 because it'd hold 150 gallons. And then when you drive 1,000 miles, and it's 1,200 miles from here to Miami, or maybe a little more. And so that's a tank of gas down there and a tank back, you know. And he'd go down there and maybe come back with $200 offer, and it cost him $2,000 or maybe $800 or $900 in gas alone, not to mention whatever else. But if he'd have flew, it would have cost him the same. And you know, he told me one time, he said, Brother Smith, wherever that motorhome is, he said, that's home to me. He said, if I can just get to wherever it is, I feel like I'm at home. He said, just like you want to get back home, I want to get back to that motorhome. Because that's home to me. That's where my stuff is, what stuff I have. And he said, that feels like home now. I never did then. I still don't fully comprehend that. But I'm thankful for Brother Liniger's labors. And I do understand the traveling part, and I do understand getting back home, wanting to get back home. There's something in you that, you know, it may sound good to some of y'all about all this traveling, being, you know, a minister and going to different places. But let me just tell you something. When you get started doing it, it gets old. It's work. It's not, you know, all of the whatever honor somebody gives you for it, that's good, that's wonderful, and you're glad to receive it. But that's why I've read you those scriptures where Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, well, I want to be willing. I want to have a, you know, willingness in my heart. And I can say I do. I want to go. At the same time, I'll have to admit, there's times I want to get back home. I'm tired of traveling. I get tired of packing and unpacking and going, and you know, it's weary. It's wearisome, all that much travel. So I really have learned and grown to appreciate Brother Liniger more and more the more I've had to travel, and then I'm trying to make all the meetings. I've got we just got back from this meeting. We don't have a meeting in December, but I'm going to the Dominican Republic for 10 days in December. And then in January, we've got a meeting in Springville, Alabama, ministers meeting there. So we've got a meeting in January. And then in February, we don't have a meeting. But in March, we've got a meeting, huh? Yes, in February is our meeting in Phoenix.
I think it's
regional, yes. I have never been to that meeting. I've just always been in the Dominican Republic. Generally in February is my trip. March, we've got another minister's meeting in Hearst, Texas. April, we've got the convention center in Louisville. May, we've got Des Moines, Iowa. June, we've got the campground. July, we've got, I think July's open. We got our youth meeting here in July, yes. In Louisville also. Yes. And in August, we've got Wichita General Meeting. In September, we've got Louisville again. In October, we've got the campground. In November, we've got Jacksonville, Florida Ministers Meeting again. So we've got all those meetings. Plus, I need to go to the Dominican Republic about 3 times during that time. Plus, I need to go to Wichita and Republic about every month or 6 or 8 weeks. So there's a lot of traveling involved in there. And then we've got a meeting in September also in New York. And we've got a meeting in July that's probably not on there, in Montreal in July. 20th, 21st, 22nd in Montreal, which I oversee that work with Brother Goss, and so I have to be there. So it's just a lot of traveling, and there's a lot of expense in it. And so I can see where Brother Linegar needed 4 churches to help him with his expenses. Oh, anyway, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you all. And you know, I think assemblies are called with the ministry that they're are over them and work with them. That we all have that responsibility. It's like my wife; she has what God's called me to do. She's called to do it with me and support me and be my helpmate in it. And y'all are too. that's part of our calling. I sometimes, trust me, I'd like to get out of some of it, but I. How do you tell people that is saying, I need your help, how do you tell them I'm not willing to help you? How do you do that? I don't know how I hadn't figured that out yet. So, but I think the best thing we can do is be thankful that God's gave us this ministry here. And some of the ministry here works in other areas there. I appreciate all of you men and all your labors and abilities that causes this church to stay together and go on. So let's receive the prayer request right here, and let's pray for the Tyler Church, Brother Kennedy, and the Anderson family, Brother Mark and Sister Christy. This is, don't you know, this is a difficult time. I think this is their only 2 children, isn't it? Well, they've lost both their children at this point. Pray, tomorrow morning is the second and final hearing to determine whether or not Nathan will be tried as a juvenile or an adult. They've already had one hearing. Of course, if there's a big, big difference of how he's tried. If they try him as an adult, of course, he would receive, if he was convicted, he would receive life or death without parole, no doubt. But if he's tried as a juvenile, he wouldn't serve that. He wouldn't receive near the punishment or the time for it. So let's really pray that God would have mercy and that God would help them. And of course, the family feels very strongly that he's innocent of these charges. The news media, if everything they've put out is the truth as far as evidence, it's very strong against him. And so we don't know. We're having to wait on the Lord and see. But it doesn't look good from what we've heard so far. I said hopefully a defense attorney can make a bit different picture out of it. And maybe, if this You know, and I don't think we are to pass judgment. I think we are to wait, let the Lord help, and for the, for it to be revealed and see what happens. But we have to wait on the Lord. Sister Elsie? All right. Her daughter, Brenda, just got out of surgery, and so, but she's here, so let's pray for her. God would help her. She really has a desire to serve God and be in church, but she really needs the Lord's help to strengthen her enough to be able to accomplish that. What else? Sister Wilkins? All right. Also, let's keep praying for Sister Rice. She just hasn't been able to be here for a long time. But keep her in your prayers. Let's remember that. All right, Sister Richie. Yes, let's remember that. Brother Lynn is going to have a... They asked us if we wanted to have a fellowship meeting, area fellowship meeting this month. But they also asked... Brother Lynn didn't feel like he'd be able to have one for quite some time if he couldn't have it this month. And so I yielded to him and told him to go ahead and have one, and we'll have one after that. So, Sister Smith.
Wrote me, and she asked that we pray for her this week. She's going to be coming and staying with us for a while pretty soon. But she's having surgery on her feet this week, and she's asked for prayer.
All right. Sister Glenda Pryor.
That's Jeff's mom.
Yes, that's... Let's remember, that's Jeff Pryor's mother. She's living up in Washington, is that right? Oregon? Maybe she's already headed this way, but she is planning on coming to Little Rock in the future. So be praying for her. Who did you mention? Yes, Brother Rouse just came in. We're glad to have you, Brother Rouse. Appreciate you being here. Sister Fisher? All right. All right, Brother Ray. Now did this tumor come out of his colon or his stomach? All right. All right. So they've had the surgery and removed it, but he's got to have chemotherapy and they're saying it's stage 3, so that's really serious. We need to really pray that God would really help him, touch him, and heal him. Who else had their hand up? Sister Painter? Excuse me, Sister Painter, I called her name. All right, let's remember that. All right. Sister Sarah, now, go ahead.
Sorry. My mom and her brother have a gluten very bad, and my great-grandpa is the one that has cancer. The cancer has gotten down good enough where they can actually start chemo now. And my friend David is Kimberly, he says that body can find his stuff.
All right. We'll remember that. What about your dad? Did he ever? What about his job situation? Okay, is he driving for DSI, brother? Is he still working for the same company, DSI? They're having him go to Illinois now? All right. All right. Well, thank God he's working, but we just have to let the Lord work it out for him. Sister Hutchinson? All right. Brother Hutchinson, let's remember him. Sister York? All right. Joshua? All right, Sister Brittany's grandmother passed away in Houston. So let's remember that. Keep that in prayer. Did I see a hand back here somewhere?
Jacob is having problems with his back.
All right, Brother Daniel's son.
And Ray Weaver and I talked this morning and they really need prayer.
Yes. All right, yes, let's keep remembering them. Yes, good to see Brother Shelby and Brother Johnson. Come in, Sister Fisher. All right, yes. Let's remember him in prayer. Keep praying for Brother Johnson's wife. Let's keep her held up before the Lord. And Brother Shane, he did have an infection and in his incision, but I think it's better. Buddy, I think he's just about decided to move back to Texas. His daughter got approved for Medicaid, and they got some back pay for that for several months, and that made him ineligible for Medicaid. So he's pretty discouraged about that, but of course this has been pretty much a pattern too in his life, that he's just real hard for him to really get connected to the Lord. And so keep him in your prayers. You know, God still, they're not planning on leaving until December, so the Lord still has some time to work in their lives, but they just need God's prayer and God's help, so keep praying for them. Mm-hmm.
Tentatively accepted one, but the day after I accepted another one came calling. That's really a better paying job. And they haven't made an offer yet to hire me, but I'm just waiting to see what would be the best job for me.
All right. Michael's been working as a roof estimator, but things are so slow. He still has that job, but it's just been so slow. You know, when you have a drought, I can tell you from someone that's owned a roofing company that when it doesn't rain, there's not much roofing business. When it rains, the roofs that are bad leak, and people want to get them fixed. If you got water coming in, you got to do something. But if it don't rain, well then, you know, it makes it really a bad time for roofing companies. So they've been so slow. He's just really struggled. But he's been offered one job that he tentatively accepted the offer, but he right after that he received another interview that is really a better paying job and better benefits, and on the surface he feels like that would be the best job for him, but they haven't actually offered him the job yet. But it seems like they're close to doing that, but he needs to know before he starts this other job. So pray God would help him with that situation. Yes. Smith.
Brother Smith, I saw Sister Lineker's name up there, and I wonder if she has a problem with you.
Not to my knowledge, she was...
It's been up there for at least a year.
She's going to have another knee surgery. She was at the Tyler meeting. I did get to see her. And
it's been
shake her hand. I had to reach through some people to shake it. I couldn't. The only way I could have hugged her is drug her through them. But I told her I'd hug her if I could get close enough to her. But she seemed to be doing good. But she does have another knee surgery. Sister Abraham. All right. Unspoken request. How many of you have a need that you just feel like you need God to help you with? Let's stand as the ushers come and to receive the tithes and offering today. Precious Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Jesus, we just lift these needs up before you. The urgent ones, oh God. First, we ask you, God, to help the Tyler Assembly, Brother Kennedy and the Anderson family. Lord, you know, and we trust and feel that you are helping them. We just want to mention their name to you, oh God, that your mercy, your direction, your help in this time of need. And then our local needs here, Lord, that was spoken this morning. Oh, God, those that are sick in their bodies, Brother Ray Valdez, God, would you touch him, heal him, Lord. These others that are sick, Lord, help them, oh, God. Those that are mourning and loss of loved ones, and then those that have situations in their life that needs your help, needs you to come on the scene, oh, God. Jesus, we ask you and pray that you would help us with these situations, these needs, oh God. Oh God, would you touch us here today? Touch this service. God, minister to hearts and lives here today. Help us, oh God. You know the need of every one of us. You know exactly what we need. Would you help us today? Would you touch us? Would you let us sup with you? God, help us to know how to open the door and let you into our lives so that we can sup with you and receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're worthy of our praise today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're thankful, oh God, that we're your children, and we have you to look to, Lord, with our needs. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God.
I was driving home last night and started singing this song, came to my mind. Lord, I've been busy here and there, till life's burdens and its pleasures have crowded out my prayer. And now I find I'm empty, but if I'll confess my sins, would you let me feel your spirit once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul, and a sweet peace that only comes when Jesus has control. I don't want to walk this road, I know where it ends. So would you let me feel your spirit once again? I remember victory in my soul, and the close sweet fellowship we share. May joyful rivers flow. And though I've been neglectful, Lord, and you know where I've been, so would you let me feel your spirit once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul, and the sweet peace that only comes when Jesus has control. I don't want to walk this road. I know where it ends. So would you let me feel your spirit once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul and the sweet peace that only comes when Jesus has control. I don't want to walk this road. I know where it ends. Would you let me feel your spirit once again? And I remember victory in my soul, and the close, sweet fellowship we share. May joyful rivers flow. And though I've been neglectful, Lord, you know where I've been. So would you let me feel your spirit once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul and a sweet peace that only comes when Jesus has control. I don't want to walk this road, and I know where it ends. Would you let me feel once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and a joy in my soul and a sweet peace that only comes when Jesus has control. Well, I don't want to walk this road. I know where it ends. Would you let me feel your spirit once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul and a sweet peace that only comes when Jesus has control. I don't want to walk this road. I know where it ends. So would you let me feel your spirit once again?